today. Doug Steffen. Contractually, I have to say his name 5 times per hour when he is not here. So we've pretty much
No, you don't.
He makes me promise.
Yeah, otherwise he gets mad. Remember, then he thinks we're taking over the show.
It's the Doug Steffen Show. It's not the Jennifer Horne Show. It's not the Roberta Fresnello Show. It's not the Rich McFadden Show. It's the Doug Steffen Show.
That's
so hold
funny.
On. Please pardon this commercial interruption. Doug Steffen. Now we don't have to mention his name for the rest of the hour because he is asleep.
Doug got
caught at the Dallas airport last night. All night,
oh boy.
And he's on his way to some meetings in Phoenix. So, because of these storms making their way down the middle of the country, headed their way towards me and you, Roberta.
Thank you,
Jennifer, for sending them to us.
No problem.
All right. So,
I don't know if I can take responsibility for these, though. I don't know.
I just
had a little rain this week. That's all we've had.
A little rain, and look what it turns into. Doug not being here. It's all your fault.
Probably.
So, Roberta Fasinelli, New York. And Jennifer Horne in Los Angeles, and me, Rich McFadden, here just outside of Washington, D.C., keeping an eye on all the politicians for you, having one of our favorite new segments that Jennifer and I just created the last hour called Dirtbags in the News.
In the News.
And
I feel like
reason,
we need Echo.
Huh?
We need Echo.
You need Echo? Okay, I can go get Echo. All right, so Dirtbags in the News. Roberta, we talked about Mike Tyson.
Mm-hmm.
And how he's going to be on Law & Order SVU, and people are upset because he's a convicted sex offender.
Right.
And they're going to have him on a show about sex offenders.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't think
But is he playing a sex offender?
We don't know that.
Ah.
So, I would guess probably not.
Yeah.
I don't think they'd take it that far.
Yeah,
cool.
I don't think he would sign up for
that. No.
Maybe we can
I'm not really a sex offender. Maybe, I just play one on TV.
Maybe what we can do is get Robin Givens on, and I can punch her for the show.
Right.
And we can have some kind of
sex
offense there. And that, what do you think? What do you think, Dick? What do you think?
Have you been practicing that? That's pretty good.
Mike Tyson's been around for a long time. Roberta, I want you to chime in on the Dirtbags in the News. Because being the New Yorker, I know that you have some dirtbags in the news. But the other thing that you absolutely have to hear that we talked about was there's a, apparently, speaking of Tyson, there's a chicken wing shortage in the United States.
I saw that.
And the ladies on The View have a very funny take, which you will appreciate, on what's going on with the chicken wings.
If you're planning a party for Super Bowl Sunday, be warned.
Why?
I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
There is a massive chicken wing shortage.
Uh-oh.
Really? Yeah. In America, right now.
Have they checked Chris Christie's house?
Your mouth, I will put this soap right in your mouth, young lady.
I'm sorry to have
No, it was quite right, and yes, they did. It's so bad that 2 guys in Georgia stole a $65,000 worth of frozen wings from a storage facility, child.
So do you do that? Like, are the wings on the black market now?
Yes.
You at the Super Bowl, I got wings.
Can I get a wing? Can I get a wing, please? Can I get a wing? I just need a wing.
Uh-huh. Because of the shortage or that they stole
wings? Because there's a shortage, baby.
It was the stealing that made the shortage.
No. Wings are hot right now.
Yeah, see, I knew you would appreciate the Chris Christie thing.
Too funny.
But it's really got me thinking. I was talking to this. We went out to dinner last night at a restaurant. It's a little diner. It's actually a chain of diners here in the Washington area called the Silver Diner. Very nice. And they used to sell, the typical diner comfort food. Your meatloaf and your burgers and, your all-day breakfast.
The matzo ball soup.
Right, all that stuff. Yeah, the whole thing. Now they've gone local, organic, farm-raised, healthy.
Big trend. Mm-hmm.
And I haven't been there in a while. And I hadn't been there because I didn't like their booths. It's just like you feel all cramped and everything. So I was like, we went because some friends wanted to go there. So we went there. And I got these fish tacos, all organic, natural, and this salad that came with strawberries and mangoes and everything. And I was like, God, this is good. And then we started talking about chicken. Mm-hmm. And how it kind of
And you already have a weird thing about chicken.
Yeah, I'm a little bit eked out at chicken. I saw one of those, you know, good Food Inc. or whatever movies on Netflix.
Yeah, yeah.
And they showed the chicken factories and basically how the chicken from egg to your plate happens in less than 90 days and what they have to do to get those chicken breasts. You look at a chicken breast from now to back to like 1975.
Much bigger. They're Pamela Anderson
chicken. Three times the size. Mm-hmm. Three times. So what are they pumping in that chicken to get it to your thing? So then you look at chicken wings, and I love chicken wings.
No, buffalo chicken wings.
Chicken wings freak me out.
But I like the sauce. I like the hot. I like the, it's good.
The hot sauce.
But there's those little bones, and they're tiny.
Oh, that's what I love. I love to chew them and crunch them. It's so good.
I remember.
There's taking meat off a bone that is just disgusting and wrong.
Oh, no.
I can't do ribs either.
I love ribs. I see Roberta as the person when the bone hits the plate, it clinks, and there's no meat left.
That's exactly what, you know, it's funny, when Tom eats like a piece of chicken, he eats like all the meat around, and then he hands me the bone. I said, but there's like a whole meal left on this bone.
So wait a minute, you're like the family dog?
You're like my grandma. My grandma used to do that, too. There's a lot of meat left on that bone. I'm like, I don't like drumsticks, Mima. That's gross.
Here you go, Sparky. Little food left on that bone.
it's like what Jack Spratt and his wife. Remember that that nursery rhyme?
No.
Jack Spratt could eat no fat. His wife could eat no lean.
And so between the two of them, they kept their platter clean.
Exactly.
That's like disgusting, though. I won't even let my wife drink out of my glass.
Oh my
Speaking
goodness.
Of, wait, can I just totally derail what happened to me this morning?
Right. I'm a big backwash.
Oh, no. This is terrible that I'm even going to admit this. But last night, I didn't sleep very well last night, and so I was just kept waking up a lot. And one of the things that woke me up last night was this noise.
You got a new boyfriend, or is that your cat?
And I turn, and I look, and my cat has got her face in my water glass, because I always have to sleep by the bed with water. And she's lapping the water and, like, really going for it, like... And I'm going,
question is, how often does that happen that you don't wake up?
That's what I started to freak out about. I'm like, oh my gosh, her face must be in my water every night, and I just sleep through it. But what's even worse is, you know, I said to myself at whatever time it was, 1 o'clock in the morning, I'm like, okay, mental note, do not drink from that water glass when you get up this in the morning. And my alarm goes off, I'm sitting by the side of the bed, I'm, you know, kind of shaking off the sleep, and I reach over, and I take a drink of my water, and I spit it. Because just as the water hit my lips, I realized your cat's face is...
Dogs and cats, that they're cleaner than our mouths.
Whatever. I'm sure, but it's just freaky.
When you walk home and you see your cat look over at you and he's just been like licking his parts, cleaning himself. I get the whole thing, how they have less germs than we do. Sorry.
Let's not put it to the
test. I'm not buying it.
I couldn't believe it, though. And now I'm freaked out that she must do that every night. So I'm thinking about investing in some of those, like, lidded, you know, tumbler cups that you can take in the car with you.
Right. Now what you're going to do is find your cat swatting your tumbler cup
under
the ground.
She's going to figure out how to drink out of the straw.
You know what I do? Because I'm, you know, if you ever leave a glass of water on your nightstand for a day or two, you know, let's say you get up in the morning and you go and you forget to take it off and you come home and you look at dust.
Oh yeah, it's like a layer on top of it.
So I take like a water bottle, like one of my sports bottles, in there, and I'll just use that.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, yeah.
Hmm. Maybe I'll do a bottle. Whenever I'm home, I always drink water with ice in it, no matter how cold it is. And I would be able to do that. I could use a water bottle.
Even if you have the sports
bottle,
then
freeze the bottom of the water bottle.
Yeah.
Take a water bottle, fill it a quarter full of water, and stick it in the freezer.
That doesn't mean that your cat. Mm-hmm. Can't go still lick the thing.
They'll lick the ice.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, all right. So, hey, listen.
You ruined my life.
in just a minute or two, Roberta's going to have some incredible deals for you. She's going to get you free stuff, and she's going to save you millions and millions of dollars.
Millions.
So don't go away.
Millions of dollars
because the queen of cheap is that good. It's 16 past the hour. Doug Steffens. Oh, shoot. I said it again. It's 16 past the hour on The Good Day Show.
Thank you for calling Discover Card.
I want to ask you a couple of questions.
I've got nothing to hide.
My bill is due today, and I haven't paid yet.
Is that a confession?
Have I committed a crime?
Nope. With our new HIT card, you can pay until midnight Eastern Time by phone or online the day it's due.
Convenient. How do I know you're telling the truth?
Because I work for Discover Card.
Got a witness to verify that?
Just you. You called me.
Okay, that checks out. You recording this?
Yes, I am.
Good, so am I.
I would like a copy.
Copy that.
Copy that.
Copy that.
Finally, a credit card that treats you like you treat you. Payment flexibility. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
With over 900,000 products and 31 diverse product categories, Grainger is basically an anything you need supply buffet. We've got everything from safety and electrical products to hardware, hand tools, and more. So you can efficiently purchase exactly what you need from one source, saving time and trouble. And just to be sure, the buffet thing was a metaphor. Please don't eat the stuff. Buy your supplies smarter. Just call, click Grainger.com, or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Oh, I love this song. But you know what? I bet it would sound even sweeter in a Honda-certified used car. You know, if you upgraded. Because each one gets a thorough 150-point inspection and comes with a Carfax vehicle history report. So you'll know where it's been. So you can relax. So you'll be happier. Food will taste better. And music will sound even sweeter. All because you bought a great late-model Honda-certified used car. Good thinking. Where'd you ever get such a magnificent idea? All right, I'm out of here. Drive safely.
Hurts to have a cold. Not only are you congested, your body aches and your head aches. Fight the pain and the cold symptoms with Advil Congestion Relief, the only over-the-counter cold and sinus medicine that combines Advil with a proven decongestant to relieve the pain and sinus pressure that come with a cold. Advil Congestion Relief. Tough on pain, tough on colds. Use as directed.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster diving.
Oh, wow.
It's Roberta Besser.
All right, so here are all the deals you can get at DougStevin.com. Brought to you by our queen of cheap, Roberta Fasanelli.
Well, all that money you save, guess what? You may have to pay taxes with it. So if you do pay taxes, you can at least do it free, some of you at least, with a free TurboTax Federal file. Right now you can get it absolutely free, but don't waste time. It does expire, and you can go find all the details online at DougStephan.com. If you live near a yogurt land, and they're all over the U.S., on February 4th, here's a great deal. You can get a free yogurt and toppings from 4 to 7 p.m. at Yogurt Land. There's even one near me in Manhattan.
Sounds sticky.
Yeah. No, it's good. Yogurt Land is great. Actually, I prefer Pinkberry. I'm addicted to Pinkberry. I love Pinkberry. But Yogurt Land, I guess it's good, too.
Okay.
Nutella. That's something else that I
love. Oh, yeah, man. That's too sweet.
No. Just give me a jar of peanut butter and a jar of Nutella, and let me put them together and just sit there and eat it. Ugh.
That sounds a little kinky, but go ahead.
It's like just eating your own Reese's peanut butter cup. It's so much better.
You're gross.
I've got a free cookbook for you on the different ways you could use Nutella. I didn't even bother downloading this. It would be my total undoing. If you have a baby or expecting a baby, or you know somebody expecting a baby, or you're a grandma or a grandpa or a dad or whatever, you can get a free American Baby Baby Talk magazine and Krispy Kreme giving out free Valentine's Day cards.
There it is.
When you get a dozen donuts, and with those cards, those
all at gooddayshow.com.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV. The burglar deterrent.
All right. So it's 23 past the hour, Doug Steffens, Good Day Show, and everybody who's Jennifer's age is about to have a good time. And if you're my age or Roberta's age or somewhere else, it's still cool. But this smacks Jennifer's age right down the middle of the year. We're going to go through the top five songs for this week in 1999. Where were you this week in 1999, Jennifer?
My Vegas. I just turned 21.
That's a good answer.
My Vegas.
That's a good answer. All right. And so we're going to go through the top five songs. We're going to play just a little quick snippet from you, the good parts of them.
Yeah, I was 21. I was probably really in Vegas right now.
Yeah, probably. There's no doubt. I don't know if it was a Friday or not, but if it's... So, if you know the top five songs, artist and name of song, pick up that phone, 888-302-DOUG. What's that? 3684. 888-302-3684. 888-302-DOUG. Give us a call. The first one in with the correct answer wins a nice little prize from the Doug Steffens Prize Closet. And I'm not even going to venture to go what's in Doug Steffens Prize Closet. But we'll make an attempt to send you something out. All right, so this is the number five song this week in 1999. And number four. Little hint here. She's in Vegas almost every night. And he's probably, when not in prison, taping his girlfriend. Videotaping his girlfriend. Who's probably a good bit younger than he is.
Yeah.
All right, so that's the number four song this week in 1999. 888-302. Doug, here's number three. This one, I'm out. I mean, I'm looking at the answer. I don't even know who she is. But that makes me old and irrelevant. That doesn't make me wrong. You can have it. 888-302 Doug, here is number two. Have you ever searched for words to get you in the heart? But you don't know what to say. And you don't know where to start. Love her voice. That's number two this week in 1999. Here is number one.
Oh, yeah. This is probably exactly what I was dancing to in Vegas, probably at this exact time.
There's no doubt. 4:30 in the morning.
The sun's not up yet.
Yeah, exactly right. All right, if you know all five of those songs, you are most likely in Jennifer's age group, but give us a call because I know you're fast on the fingers. 888-302 Doug, here they are again, number five.
Step back from that ledge, my friend.
The Canadian who lives in Vegas now and sex pervs. Jennifer, do you have any idea of the clue for, to give somebody for this woman? Because this is the...
No.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I'd like to.
We might be a little lenient if you don't know this one.
Yeah, this one might be a pass.
I was living this woman,
and I don't know it.
Yeah, and her mother might be the only ones to be able to name this one. So we might be a little lenient on this one. So number two.
Have you ever searched for words to get you in the car? But you don't know what to say.
And this one you should get.
And you don't know where.
Number one, former American Idol. Judge. Very recently former. So pick it up, 888-302 Doug, that's 3684. Give us a call. The first one in with the top five artists and songs, and we'll give you a little wiggle room on number three there. Gets a little prize from the Doug Steffen Prize Closet. It's 28 past the hour on the Good Day Show. Doug Steffen, Doug Steffen, Doug Steffen, Doug Steffen. I fulfilled my allotment for this half hour. Thank you very much.
Because Wendy switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her vacation savings jar wants to pat her on the back. But it can't. It's a vacation savings jar. It doesn't have a palm to pat with. Even if it tried, it'd just spill change everywhere and make a mess. Switch to Geico, and every time you see the extra cash, you'll know your vacation savings jar wants to pat you on the back. But remember, it can't. It's a jar. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
We thought a giant gorilla was the perfect mascot for the big deals at Office Max. But the gorilla they sent us is the size of a hamster. Actually, he's a metaphor for the tiny price you'll pay for TurboTax software after we take $10 off TurboTax Deluxe level or higher. $10 off is a big deal. Our gorilla... Not so much. Find thousands of big deals now at Office Max. Offer ends February 2nd.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit att.com/enhancedPTT3 to get your business started with a free Samsung Rugby 3. You pushed to talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
Limited time offer. Free phone on new activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
It hurts to have a cold. Not only are you congested, your body aches and your head aches. Fight the pain and the cold symptoms with Advil Congestion Relief, the only over-the-counter cold and sinus medicine that combines Advil with a proven decongestant to relieve the pain and sinus pressure that come with the cold. Advil Congestion Relief. Tough on pain, tough on colds. Use as directed.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com. Click on freeze-dried foods and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze-Dry Guy.
Sick Jennifer Horn, the very twisted Roberta Fessinelli, and the very normal me, Rich McFadden.
Sure.
The only one's not here is that Doug Steffen. He's a character all in his own right. So Jennifer's got her TV report coming up, and if you missed the Queen of Cheap, make sure to head on over to Doug Steffen's Good Day or GoodDayShow.com or DougSteffen.com and check out your deals of the day. I heard an amazing story yesterday, and we were just talking about it, Jennifer and Roberta.
The feel-good story of the day, for sure, yesterday.
You know, war is horrible, brings terrible things. Mm-hmm. It's an evil necessity sometimes. But out of war comes some really incredible technology, and especially
Absolutely.
When it comes to medicine. So yesterday, this guy, and I'm not sure the story said, bring me up to speed, Jen. This guy had his arms reattached.
He lost all four limbs in Iraq.
It was a bomb, right?
I think so. Yes, Brendan Morocco. Yeah. And only 26 years old, he lost all four of his limbs, but he came home and he'd been recovering, and at Johns Hopkins Hospital in Baltimore yesterday, they were able to do a double arm transplant.
That's incredible.
Good Lord.
First of all, he's moving
them. That's the amazing thing.
You can reattach to the nerves, which is so amazing. And he's so sweet in his interview. He said, it's given me a lot of hope for the future.
Yeah.
I feel like it's giving me a second chance. He said he has prosthetic legs, but he said without arms, he felt kind of lost for a while.
Yep.
And he said that he can already twist his wrist. This operation happened in December. He can already twist his wrist and his left arm. And it may take a few more months for him to regain most normal movements, but he said he's so excited to be able to swim and drive again.
Yep.
Which, when you think about it, just for a second, it is so easy to get wrapped up in the drama of our everyday life. But when you realize how lucky we are to actually be able to drive and swim, like this guy would have loved to have done last year at this time, mm-hmm. how cool is that? Mm-hmm. So,
I think they did a bone marrow transplant from the donor.
Mm-hmm.
So that he would have less of a chance of rejection.
Right.
And you gotta, you know, praise the donor as well. I mean, how wonderful that this donor and this family, you know, did this. Apparently, this was another young person who passed away, and they donated his parts. It's wonderful.
Medicine now, I mean, it just blows your mind. I mean, the fact that you could just attach something, I can kind of get, but the fact that you can make something that's not yours move, I mean, it's just the power of the human body, and then just how marvelous medicine is now.
The painstaking, surgery. Amazing. I mean, the microsurgery that they do, the computer-guided microsurgery to reattach the blood vessels and reattach the nerves is just remarkable. So, I mean, they're doing all this under a microscope, literally.
You look at the some of the technology and then some of the surgery, jumps that we've made and the ability to fix people with head injuries and stuff like this and limbs. It's just amazing what they can learn when just terrible things are thrown at them. So, you know, props to the medical community and the guys over at Walter Reed and NIH. I mean, you know, they really just kind of jump into this. And the next time you hear Doug do this commercial for the Military Order of the Purple Heart and how you can donate and help, I mean, think about what this guy gave up for
everything.
Us. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So if you have an old car laying around or something and you can help, do it. I don't want to turn this into a commercial, but, you know, you got to help these people. So, you know, I think about guys like that, and I remember back, I don't know, 5 or 6 years ago, I went to a Nationals game, Washington Nationals baseball game here in D.C., and I was going up the elevator to go to the press boxes, and I was in the elevator with three veterans who were there, and we're just honored on the field before the game had started, and got to throw out the first ball, and they'd all had injuries. And this one guy, I think he was missing an arm, and he had a patch on his eye, and, you know, was still recovering. You could tell he was still pretty beat up, but was on the phone with his daughter, who had just seen him on TV. And the guy was, it almost wanted to put you in tears. The guy was so excited, talking to his daughter, who was so excited, just seeing her daddy on TV. And that moment hit me in the face like a ton of bricks. As to what these people go through and give up, our veterans and our military, I never served. My nephew did, and uncles and stuff like that. And, you know, I watched what my nephew went through when he was in Iraq, and it's tough stuff, man. And thank God he came back, you know, everything okay. But it's tough stuff. So it's just it's hard to think about these things and not just be forever grateful.
It's true. Absolutely.
Anyway. All right. So change pace a little bit. Jen's going to give us the TV update.
Yeah, now onto some fluff. We've been serious for way too long.
It's 39 past on Good Day.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help for my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
And now a tax tip from TurboTax. If you're a homeowner, you don't simply live in a house. You live in a giant tax deduction. That's because homeowners often qualify for a range of deductions that can greatly impact your taxes. Among them, property tax, mortgage interest, and home equity loan deductions. They add up fast, and TurboTax can help you determine which ones you qualify for. To get more details on homeowner deductions and find out how TurboTax can help you get back every penny you deserve, visit them online at TurboTax.com.
Welcome to 2013, year 5 of trillion-dollar deficits, year 5 of financial repression, that is, negative interest rates, year 5 of the Fed trying to pump up an economy while politicians stab it to death with higher taxes and massive new regulations. This is crazy, like watching a slow-motion wreck. For over 3 decades, Swiss America has offered an option, gold, which has grown in value by over 5 times since 2002. Politicians thrive on keeping Americans in a perpetual state of emergency. Not me. I'm informed because I've read The Great Debasement by Craig Smith for peace of mind. Protect your family now. Call 800-289-2646, 800-BUY-COIN for a free copy. It's the simple truth. 800-289-2646. 800-BUY-COIN. Stop these progressive big spenders now before they ruin our children's future.
Last year, I filed my federal taxes online. They said it would be free, but it wasn't. That's why I'm using TaxAct.com, a truly free federal filing solution.
TaxAct.com.
Their code is like mine, and they have a choir to sing about it. They believe in
integrity.
They mean what they say. Like when they say free, they mean it. For all e-fileable federal forms.
Simplicity.
It's fast and easy. They walk you through every step, and I have access to immediate help when I need it. They pledge to get you the maximum refund, and accuracy is guaranteed. No restrictions.
Value.
Tax Act is the most complete free federal tax filing solution online. It hunts down all my deductions to give me tax savings. It's free to prepare, free to print, and free to e-file. All e-fileable federal forms are free.
Free.
TaxAct.com. It's how we act.
TaxAct.com.
All right, Flo, so the key to safe pest removal is staying calm.
Okay.
It says here this lady's got a badger in her attic.
Oh, I love badgers. Oh, sorry. Calm. Come here. Come here, little buddy. I thought he wanted a hug.
Badgers don't really hug.
Not yet. Oh, badger.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company affiliates.
It's 43 past the hour. Doug Steffen, good day. Rich, Roberta, and Jennifer. Doug is out, making his way across the country for a meeting. In case you were sitting on the edge of your seat waiting to see what the top five songs were for this week in 1999, we had a stumper because of two songs. All right, everybody got the third eye blind. All right, that's easy enough.
Love it.
Yeah, this one was a stumper because of Celine Dion. But nobody got R. Kelly.
This
is
not great.
It sounds like a movie song, right?
It might have
Aren't
been.
All Celine Dion songs from a movie?
Well, especially song. When she partners with someone like R. Kelly,
right,
probably.
Right, right. Okay, so that's R. Kelly, the little perv, and Celine Dion, Miss Vegas. This is the true stuffer. Deborah Cox. Deborah Cox could be sitting right next to me, and I wouldn't know who she is.
She is. Surprise.
But apparently she had the number three song this week in 1999, so good for her, because I've never done that. Here's Brandy.
I recognize the name, but I couldn't tell you much. Brandy, we know.
Yeah, Brandy, we know. Got a great voice. Nice string of hits. Have You Ever. And then the number one song this week in 1999, everybody got this one. Brittany. Maybe one more time. Back when she was still kind of normal. I think she's normal again, isn't she?
Well, she's working on it. She's working on normal. What really is normal, Rich? Come on.
Yeah, no kidding.
You know.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Embrace the new normal.
Speaking of normal, let's talk about the folks in television.
That's the one all.
It's not true, Bruce. There's actually something on now. There's actually television watching it.
And actually, this is the time of year when we hear what is getting renewed, because it's pilot season and the networks are getting ready for fall, if you can believe it, even though we're all nice and cold here in January. But the networks are already getting ready for summer and fall season, and so the renewals just keep flying in. Also, some new orders. Now, NBC has ordered a pilot for a modern-day Hatfield and McCoys. This is kind of cool. The miniseries did really well, critically acclaimed, with Kevin Costner
and
Bill Paxton.
Never saw it. Dang.
I know. I'd like to see it, too. But this is a modern-day version produced by Charlize Theron, which could be kind of fun. It's going to be set in Pittsburgh and follows a feud between two families, the blue-collar McCoys and the wealthy Hatfields. So that'll be fun for NBC.
Can't imagine them being neighbors.
Yeah, I know.
Is she going to be in it or just produce it?
Producing it.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. Bummer for you.
I know.
The Disney Channel is spinning off its big, huge hit. ABC had Boy Meets World, which when I was growing up was like Friday night. That's what you went out. You came home and you watched Boy Meets World. Well, now the Disney Channel is doing a spinoff of the show called Girl Meets World. They're going to take the original characters, Corey, who's Ben Savage, and Topanga, who is actually my friend, Danielle Fishel. I'm happy to see her back on TV again. And they're going to be raising a daughter who has now been cast as Rowan Blanchard, which will be good. She's 11 years old. The pilot will begin filming in February, which is kind of fun. Former Party of Five star. Did you ever watch that show?
I did, because that was, the one that you don't like because she's so angular but all men love.
Oh, Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Jennifer Love Hewitt, yeah, love
yes,
her.
I like her as a person. I just think that she is definitely man-hot. Scott Wolf, who actually
maybe
I was...
Guys like her, but women don't.
Right, and Jennifer Love Hewitt dated Scott Wolf on the show. He's landed a recurring role on the second season of TNT's hit Perception. That's the one that stars Eric McCormick. He'll play Donnie, a charismatic assistant U.S. attorney who transfers back to Chicago. He's
is
also
that show on already?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, Perception.
Mm-hmm. I didn't hear about it. I didn't see it.
Yeah, it'll be going into the second season. And Rachel Lee Cook's on that show. She's kind of a hottie. He's going to be playing her ex-husband, so that should be good for drama. Now, if you are a Showtime person, Roberta, I know you like to watch Showtime HBO shows. You'll be happy to know that Shameless, House of Lies, and Californication were all renewed by Showtime yesterday. So that's good news. CBS also made a big announcement. They've renewed their entire daytime lineup for next season. That includes The Bold and the Beautiful, The Young and the Restless, The Talk, The Price is Right, and Let's Make a Deal. So all of those will be back on CBS if you're a fan. Funny that The Talk came back. It's not like she's, you know, living with the boss or anything over there. The host of the show. Some good news if we were trying to regain some soul back to us in our country. MTV has shut down the production of Teen Mom 2.
Oh, good.
You know, I have to say it's about time. This followed the lives of four women who became pregnant in high school. It glorified teen pregnancy. And then it started to follow their unraveling. I mean, several of the girls have ended up in jail. And this decision came after Janelle Evans, who is one of the stars of the show. She's been making news for her erratic behavior. Since Thanksgiving, she got pregnant again, married, had a miscarriage, and then demanded a divorce, tweeting profanity-laden messages to her husband.
So, all right, let's follow the theme or the thought here with these shows. Do they make these shows because these people are train wrecks and they know everybody loves to watch train wrecks, or is it in our human nature to want these people to get better and we root for them?
I think we want them to, I think it's a little of both. I think number one, it makes us feel better and go, okay, we're not as bad as that. But at the same time, I think you start trying to root for these people. This show actually started, I think, in kind of a good, kind of organic kind of way. I think the show actually started with this special about being a teen mom, and it kind of took you through, you know, what these girls were struggling with. But then it became a reality show and made these four women celebrities. I mean, on the cover of The Star and The Enquirer and all the tabloids. And then they became glamour. I mean, it kind of just glamorized the whole thing, which is not easy. I mean, there's nothing wrong with getting pregnant as a teenager if you do it and you take responsibility. But, you know, this almost made, to me, it sent the message, if you get pregnant, you're going to get a TV show on MTV and you're going to be a superstar on the cover of The Star magazine. Right.
I'm just trying to decide whether if I ever see the producer of the show, whether to put a kick me sign on their back or not.
Well, we don't have to anymore because they've cut it off. Thank God.
Good.
So now we've gotten rid of Jersey Shore and Teen Mom 2 on MTV. Do you think they'll actually go back to playing music?
Probably. I just felt the world kind of shift back into a bigger balance again.
It did. Good news. I'm a big fan of James Caan. Do you guys like
love
him?
Love James Caan. Mm-hmm.
There's something about his
love
face that I
Vegas,
just love looking at. Yeah, he was in Vegas. He was in The Godfather. He's went in one at two, actually, of my all-time favorite movies. Oh, yeah.
He's still alive.
Misery was one of my favorite all-time movies.
Yeah.
Hi, Paul. I'm your number one fan.
His son, though.
And Elf.
Oh, an Elf.
Oh,
yeah,
Elf.
Right,
loved Elf. Too. Yeah, and his son is in Hawaii, 5-0. Well, good news for James. He, too, is headed back to TV, and he's doing comedy this time. Now, he's done some comedic roles in movies, but he's never done a comedy series on TV. And he's doing a half-hour comedy pilot based on a single mom who walks out on her husband and moves home to live with her former ballplayer father. That's who he'll be playing. The mom is coerced to coach her son's Bad News Bears, like Little League baseball team, and kind of gets lured back. They both get lured back into the world of competitive sports. So, kind of cute. Sounds kind of clean and fun. I like it.
Yeah, but here's the dilemma for son Scott. They're taping Hawaii 5-0, obviously,
yeah,
in Hawaii.
Yeah, just badmouthed the heck out of Hawaii.
And he was on, what was her name?
Chelsea Lately.
And he just sat there and he's like, she's like, oh, you got to love it, Hawaii. He's like, no, actually, it's just, you know, it's too slow. These people are all slow here. My wife doesn't like it. We can't wait to move back to L.A. And now, like, all the Hawaiians are just like, okay, so be it today.
That's right.
I mean, that's a Canadian.
Dude.
Dude, take off. So Scott Cowell, not very welcome on the beaches of Hawaii right now. All right, thank you, Jennifer. There's your TV report for you at 51 past
past the hour. And Doug Steffen's good day. I fulfilled my half-hour allotment. There you go, Doug.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
This little conga line brings you, besides Jennifer, Roberta, and Rich, no Doug Steffen today, Warren. Welcome to the show without Doug Steffen. And it brings you our friend Warren Eckstein, who's here to tell us all about our little pets, our little furry friends who walk around the house and drink out of our glass of water every night while we're sleeping.
Yeah, you missed my story, Warren.
Warren, Jennifer woke up in the middle of the night to a strange sound and realized that her cat was drinking out of her water glass on her night table. And tried to remind herself not to drink out of it, and then woke up this morning and drank out of it because she forgot.
And let me tell you, it sprayed. I sat on the edge of my bed, and I kind of, you know, shaking the sleep off. I take a sip of that water, and I sprayed it out of my mouth. Now, that was silly, probably, because cats probably don't have anything that they could give me. Yeah, is that right?
Roberta reminded us that cats are cleaner than we are.
I would not be overly concerned, Jennifer, unless you start wanting your belly rubbed and meowing in the middle of the day.
That's just normal.
You know, it's so fun. Doug isn't here today, so we can talk positively about cats.
I know.
I'm still in that.
I was told by my vet, though. Actually, I was told by my vet, Warren, because I took my cat in towards the end of last year. And I asked the vet while she was examining my little kitty if I should get another cat for her, because I got her in 2007. She was a kitten. So she's, you know, 5 years old. Is that right?
Yeah,
she'll be 6 years old this year. So I asked if I should get her another cat to, you know, keep her company during the day when I'm gone. And the vet said, absolutely not, because cats are neurotic and they're independent. And unless you get two cats together at the very beginning, it's really hard to introduce a cat into the home.
Yeah,
is that true in your estimation?
That's about the most ridiculous advice I ever heard in my life.
Really?
Seriously, most of, you know, on the air as long as I've been and working with animals as long as I've been, the majority of cat guardians out there are multiple cat households. And very often the question I get on the show is, how do I introduce the new cat? And using first cat psychology, it's really important. I think cats, you know, there are certain times that women want to be with women, men want to speak to men, and cats want to speak to other cats. I think it's a great idea to have a second cat in the household if you handle it properly and use that first pet psychology.
Here's the question, though. Here's the question. The other day, I had to go to the pet store to pick up some fish supplies for our new fish tank, which has turned into fish tanks. And Jennifer, when I was standing at the cash register paying, the woman in front of me, mid to upper 40s, maybe close to 50, buying like three cases of cat food.
You don't have to be mean about it.
And I just went, ding, crazy cat lady, that could be you.
Oh, it's probably going to be me. So
why would you
embrace
that crazy cat lady? Why would you?
Yeah, what if she just wants to feed her cat?
Come on, Warren. We all know about the crazy cat lady that lives down the street. That she has like 27 cats running around in her house and never speaks to you.
Normal person in the neighborhood, Rich. Come on,
yeah, Rich.
No.
Most of the people that live with cats,
they're spooky,
or dogs are much more stable.
Right, and there's dead bodies buried in the backyard. We all know it, Warren. All right, so.
No, there's no dead bodies. But literally, all joking aside, I believe that if you're going to have a cat in the household, multiple cats are fine. It's kind of stupid advice that the vet gave you not to get a second cat. If you deal with it, it's like not having a second child because it's going to throw the first child out of whack. If you handle it properly and the first cat assumes that the greatest thing that ever happened since the invention of kitty litter was the arrival of the new cat, they'll become best friends and it'll ease a lot of things for you too because they'll kind of act with each other and exercise each other and negotiate with each other and kind of
plot against you with each other.
They're going to eat me when I'm sleeping.
Get out a second glass of water.
So, Warren, we've got about a minute left, and springtime is just around the corner. Catchers and pitchers show up for baseball in the next couple of weeks. And a lot of people, like myself, are thinking about a new dog. I've talked to you about it. We're thinking about a pug. I want to go with a little dog this time, but a little dog that seems like a big dog. Talk to people about rescues and alternatives to the puppy mills and the breeders.
Well, yeah, first of all, I'm so anti the puppy mills. Here's the bottom line. A lot of people are unaware that almost every purebred dog has a rescue. For example, my German Shepherd came from West Side German Shepherd Rescue in L.A. There is Pug Rescue. There's Schnauzer Rescue. There's Cocker Rescue. There's Catahoula Leopard Dog Rescue. So there's lots of different rescues out there. So if you want a pedigree dog or a purebred dog, no need to purchase, no need. All you need to do is contact them. And the best way to do that is just go online to akc.org. That's the American Kennel Club. Out whatever breed you want, and they will give you a listing of the rescue organizations involved with that specific breed. You contact them, and that could be your next best friend.
And the bonus is you get a six-month-old, a one-year-old, a two-year-old dog, and you don't have to go through the puppy training because most of them are already trained.
And you save the life and made room for another dog.
Yeah, there it is. And you save money because I don't want to pay $1,000 for a pug.
There you go.
There it is, Warren. Thank you. It's 58 past the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day Show.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com, sign up as a distributor, and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.